Is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Officials telling ABC News that a U.S.-led coordination center in Israel to oversee the ceasefire agreement in Gaza will be operational in days. That ceasefire is just barely holding. Hamas has yet to disarm or turn over all the bodies of the dead Israeli hostages. At this hour, along Alaska's western coast, it's one of the largest airlifts in that state's history underway to evacuate storm-devastated towns. As the government shutdown drags on, a court order directed at the Trump administration.
And a federal judge ordering the administration to immediately halt the mass firings after multiple unions sued, calling the firings illegal, arbitrary, and capricious. The judge ordering the administration to provide information within 2 days on the people it has fired so far.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Tennessee authorities say they've now identified the remains of 14 of the 16 people killed last week at a massive blast at an explosives plant. Finding the cause could take weeks, they say. This is ABC News. Federal investigators at home and abroad say they've busted a cybercrime organization operating out of Cambodia that victimized people in the U.S. using a crypto scam.
This is Jim Ryan. It often starts with a text from an unknown source. How are you? Or who is this? The sender then works to build trust with the recipient, eventually, maybe weeks or months later, inviting the person to invest ever-increasing amounts in cryptocurrency. Some who have fallen for it have lost their life savings. Best advice? Don't answer that first text. Delete it. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The new school superintendent in Oklahoma says he's rescinding a mandate from his predecessor that forced schools to incorporate the Bible in lesson plans and the classroom. Many schools had already decided not to comply. Two major Broadway labor unions have authorized strike action amid contract negotiations with producers. Actors Equity Association and the American Federation of Musicians Local 802 want pay increases and higher contributions toward health care costs. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
107.7 WRCE News from the Center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight shower chance and a low in the upper 40s. And staying on the cloudier side tomorrow, again a slight chance of a shower, high upper 60s. Partly sunny, warmer, and highs in the upper 70s Friday with a few showers around. The weekend looks cooler, currently 54 degrees.
Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a very important case before the Supreme Court. Will they gut what remains of the Voting Rights Act? Jim Santel, our friend and colleague, joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Conrad has restless leg syndrome where it's hard to control your leg. And you got to be careful. There's a lot of expensive stuff around this studio. So, what broke over there just now?
A couple speakers.
They just redid the studio. We'll be dealing with home.
Sorry.
This is a serious thing. All right, what are we going to do here?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Mattinair on Air. Jane Mattinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Yep, we're going to game three. We were always going to have a game three, but boy, we're down a little. That's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
There's another game tomorrow night.
Yes. And today, just take a break. Just take a moment.
We're taking a breath.
I'm going to go home tonight and I'm just going to do anything. I had to actually take Twitter off my phone because the commentary has become so vitriolic that I don't understand how people can operate in a place where you actively root against a team. I don't root against anybody this much, and it's like a vendetta. I don't get it, and Calvin, it doesn't make me feel good. So goodbye. I'll come back to you in a month,
Calvin.
I'm not too engaged in baseball, but yeah, it's weird. Normally I root for the team that beats us. Mm-hmm. It's a little differently when it's a rivalry, I suppose, but being upset about it is a little odd.
Yeah, it's too much for my brain.
It's over the top.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. And we were talking about this earlier. Unless you work for the team, work for the league, work in the sports media, or betting a lot of your money on it, it does not affect us. I want the Brewers to win, and if they don't, I will go, okay, that sucks.
Next season,
my shoulders will slump a little bit, but
life goes on.
But I certainly don't want to say, like, I want the Cubs to... Yeah. Or anybody. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Take a breath, people. Yeah. It's sports balls. So, yes, we have another game tomorrow night. We will be broadcasting that across several Civic Media stations, including here in Racine and Kenosha, WRJN and WRCE in Richland Center. Game 3 of the NLCS Brewers out on the left coast taking on the Dodgers. Our broadcast will start tomorrow at 4:30. I believe the first pitch goes out a little after 5, but 5:08.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff coming up on the show today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to join us after the 9:30 news to talk about Bob Kennedy Jr. Another interesting statement about circumcision, autism, and Tylenol.
Circumcision, autism, and you.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Lyerly, by the way, has 4 sons. She's a doctor.
And a doctor.
Doctor. So I'm sure she has some opinions and maybe actually some, scientific evidence.
She's a doctor of doctoring, making sure babies are properly doctored.
Yes, all those things.
She's highly qualified to talk on this.
Yes, she is. So because she has a medical degree.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Kristen Lyerly after the 9:30 news. In hour number 2, we're going to start off talking about Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
He's a good guy.
He's not upset about the actions of ICE. If you've seen any of the media coming out of Chicago in particular on some of the ICE raids. And recently, I think it was last week, there was a pastor who was part of a protest outside of an ICE facility, and they shot him in the head with a pepper ball.
Yes.
Mike Johnson says that ICE isn't crossing any lines, but there's something that he found very threatening that happened in Portland.
This is one situation. You know, he hasn't seen any evidence yet of ICE overacting or overstepping their bounds. They don't have bounds, so you can't overstep what doesn't exist.
Pretty much.
But also, I might have to agree with Speaker Johnson on this matter of what is the most... Very threatening thing to ever happen in America's history. You know, sorry, riots of the past days and all those other things and, you know, war and... This is truly terrifying.
Yeah, it's so that's we'll kick off hour number two talking about Speaker of the House Moses Mike Johnson. Also in hour number two, for the last half an hour, we always lighten it up with a segment we call Audio Sorbet. Take a breath, get away from the news, or as we put it,
Audio Sorbet. We clean your ears with fun.
The question today, specifically to guys.
Oh, okay, good guys.
Do you pedicure?
I feel like I know what this answer is going to be.
Do you pedicure? Yes, no. We'd love to hear your experiences with it. Why you wouldn't ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thing. We were talking about it before we went on the air.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that is the question for Audio Sorbet today. Guys, do you pedicure? You can always text in your response right now if you're not going to be with us in hour number two at 855-752-4842. And you can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Mothman Cometh edition. Stick around for that. Wanted to start off, though, with good news.
Yeah. Yes.
From the President of the United States.
Guys, get ready.
This is great news, everybody. Calvin, we have a clip from Donald Trump. Let's play that clip, please.
You had the greatest inflation. The last administration had the greatest inflation in the history of our country. And now, as you know, groceries are down. It's all down.
Groceries are down.
Groceries are down.
Groceries are down. Groceries are down. They're all down. The president, who shops on a regular basis, I'm sure, said that grocery prices are down. He said this yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we can all relax.
Yeah, just take it easy, folks.
It's all
buy
good.
An extra packet of cheese. Treat yourself.
Go buy an avocado.
Ooh.
That'll really be treating yourself. The reality in grocery stores around the country seems to be slightly different than the president's reality. I know that's shocking. Mario Badola has worked for 40 years at a market in Chicago. He estimates prices have risen there 20% this year and that customers are furious. Badola says, quote, they'll come in and say, what the F? It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From week to week, you go in and look at the prices. It's kind of shocking.
It's shocking. And they're not going to come down. And no president can control grocery prices. As far as I know, that is a private industry thing. It's based on a bunch of why their prices are how they are. But
well, tariffs play a role in this.
Well, tariffs play a role in it. Supply chains did during the pandemic. The basic cost to productions caused prices to rise. And I think everyone understands that, you know, your mouthwash in 2015 is going to cost more in 2020, is going to cost more in 2025. We understand it will go up a little bit. But these are significant price rises. And the government... The president can do nothing about it, therefore...
Well, he could do something about the tariffs.
Well, I'm talking about, like, businesses raising their prices. I personally believe, and we've seen evidence of this in various stories, that they will use these times to raise their prices because people will immediately point their finger at the government and say, it's your fault, or do something, when that's not the case how that really works. And now we have contributed to the price rise because of tariffs. Yes, I absolutely agree with that. But the businesses are the ones who also set their prices, and they can throw a little extra in to pad their pockets. And by the way, these prices, a lot of them will never come down. Some of them can be lowered, but and the companies who sell them, like a Target or an Amazon, can lower their prices and take less of a profit. Most likely not a lot. And these companies aren't lowering their prices.
No. Did that happen after the pandemic was finally over? Did all of a sudden prices drop? I don't recall that.
They know once you pay for it, you'll keep paying for it.
Statistics from the Labor Department. This would be a portion of the government that's run by Republicans and Donald Trump. Labor Department data shows that over the 12 months ending in August, the price of coffee increased 20.9%. Ground beef up 12.8%. Bananas 6.6% increase. Dairy, fruits and vegetables and cereals have all become pricier. Ground beef prices added 30 cents, rising to a record $6.32 a pound. Steaks up by more than a buck a pound.
Yeah.
But prices are down, everybody. Donald Trump says so.
And the other thing, too, is we're now out of that. We talked about it last year. The economy was actually doing really well last year. I understand your kitchen table economy, totally different discussion. I understand that, but the economy was doing well. Inflation was going down.
Unemployment was down.
Job creation was up.
Stock market had record gains.
You don't have to believe any of that, but those are just facts. Facts don't care about your feelings. But the narrative they'll try to spin where they'll say, well, this is Biden's economy. We're no longer in that place anymore. We are almost a year into a second administration. Any failures, any problems, any price, these are on him. These are on the policies. These are on the companies that set the prices. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Barack Obama. I don't want to see you blaming Jimmy Carter either, but it will never happen, but they will not take the responsibility.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, good heavens, the man doesn't take responsibility for anything.
Yeah.
And never has. So what about hacks? What about grocery hacks?
Yes.
There is an article from The Every Girl, which I know I subscribe to. Some of her hacks to make the most out of your dollars when you're at the grocery store. Always shop with a list.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid peak times, which I never thought about. She said if you go on a Saturday morning, which is typically very busy at the grocery store, then you might be grabbing things unnecessarily because, I don't know, shopping pressure. Go to the store alone, which I just think is faster.
Yeah. We talked about this. We talked about this in an audio sorbet and how do you shop? And that's one of the reasons why I online shop at all, because it's like I don't feel any pressure.
Well, and you don't get distracted, right? Maybe I'll make that thing.
Never go shopping when you're hungry.
Ever. Yeah, that's a good.
And I thought she meant that if you go at busy times, it's like surge pricing for an Uber or something. But I mean, yeah, I don't know if I call those hacks. I would say a big hack is say go to an Aldi or a place that sells off-brand stuff that's still high quality that'll be a little bit cheaper.
That's one of the ones is buy generic.
No one will know.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's ways of shopping smarter and
buy in bulk.
Buy in bulk.
Look at deals only for what you need. Mm-hmm. Just because you have a coupon for $5 off something, if you're not going to use it, it's just going to sit there even though it was on sale.
Yeah.
Limit your deli meat and special cheese purchases. Shop with a store rewards card. Stick to your grocery list. Go with a list.
Yes.
And that goes back to one of our audio surveys as well.
That for me is like, I feel like the online shopping thing is the biggest hack for me because I am less inclined to buy the extra thing. I just want to buy what I need to
buy.
What's
on the list?
Yeah.
Stick to the list.
Yeah. And I will say it. I will recognize the elephant in the room right now. Someone made the comment on the live stream that he said nothing about groceries. And that's true. In that clip, he said nothing about groceries, but he has said groceries are down. Energy is way down. Was $4 or $5 a gallon of gas. Now $1.99 for gas. Yeah, he has said those things on various accounts. Groceries, gas, all those things are going
energy.
Down. Energy, they're all going down. He said he would cut energy by half. That is not true at all.
No, and actually in some parts of the country, it's increasing pretty rapidly, energy costs.
Absolutely. So, yes, I mean, You nailed us. It's only like, I couldn't Google that.
When we return, things got a little hot in the Wisconsin Assembly yesterday. We'll kick that around coming up next. Some mics got cut, and it got a little testy. All the details on the way. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before the break, we were talking about the president of the United States yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, talking about how prices are down, grocery prices are down. Calvin, we have a clip from the president. Can we play that clip, please?
You had the greatest inflation. The last administration had the greatest inflation in the history of our country. And now, as you know, groceries are down. It's all down.
You see, he did say groceries are down.
My mistake, everybody. Oh. I was doing some, like, when we're on the show and I'm one of the producers, I'm sometimes typing in to find a thing or that thing, and I'm listening to the clip, and I didn't hear him actually say prices. He did say prices. Groceries. That intimates prices.
Prices, it does kind of
not
intimate
like
that, yeah.
The carrots are on the floor lower than before. Groceries are down. Yeah. And that's not the truth.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That would be, experts call that a lie.
Yeah, that would be a lie. Okay, thanks for that clarification.
Woo! Yeah,
moving on. Yesterday in the Wisconsin legislature, divided as it passes a resolution honoring Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, of course, tragically assassinated. This Correct. Was a horrible, horrible thing that happened to Charlie Kirk about a month ago.
Yeah.
And so the Wisconsin Senate and Assembly passed a joint resolution honoring Charlie Kirk's life. Debate was intense, as Democrats said the resolution should have also included some of Charlie Kirk's more violent, more racist comments.
More incendiary. More awful.
The first iteration of the resolution offered by Senator André Jacques focused on Charlie Kirk, saying he dedicated his life to advancing the timeless principles of faith, liberty, and truth. Mm. He was a dedicated, devoted husband and loving father. The brutal and senseless act that claimed his life has shaken our hearts. Absolutely. That was horrible. That should never happen. That should never have happened to the Minnesota's legislator.
Yes.
Who was murdered in her home. That shouldn't happen either. Senator Mark Spritzer, a Democrat from Beloit, said this resolution does not mention political violence at all. It's just about what a great guy Charlie Kirk was. That is not what's going to bring 33 senators here today together. What would have brought us all together is the universal condemnation of the assassination.
Yes.
Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee started her remarks by quoting Charlie Kirk 9 times. Quote number one, the American Democrat Party, this is a quote from Charlie Kirk, the American Democrat Party hates this country. They want to see it collapse. They love it when America becomes less white. Quote number two, if I'm dealing with someone in customer service who is a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence or is she there because of affirmative action? LaTanya Johnson then said, which one of you is willing to stand up and admit that you and your constituents support this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at one point, Chris Larson, who was also speaking, he was also talking about this. He was reading about an article about the Elkhorn associate principal who got targeted after conservative influencers falsely claimed she made posts on social media about his death. And at that point, Senate President Mary Falskowski cut off his microphone.
Mm, yes.
Assembly voted 54-42 to concur in the resolution after it was amended to condemn political violence and did include some of the language Democrats had in their proposal. Can we agree that all political violence is bad?
Yeah, you would think that that would be at the top of the list for at least this situation. I mean, I didn't see anybody federal or state condemning political violence when Representative Hortman was murdered along with her husband.
No,
we didn't do that. But, you know, I mean,
in Evans, Paul Pelosi got attacked by a nut with a hammer in his home and they made jokes about Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Yes. So this is indicative of this country. We'd rather take the bad parts and sweep it under the rug and say it never happened. And the moment we try to say it happened, we say, no, it didn't. Why are you trying to denigrate the fabric of America? Let's get rid of everything in the Smithsonian that proves our absolute crimes against humanity.
Exactly. Let's just pretend the bad things never happened and go on.
Yeah, we're just going to go on. We're going to move on with our lives and pretend it didn't. And what's unfortunate, and you and I were talking about this, is the fact that there are people out there who will say, I've heard of Charlie Kirk. And there's nothing against that. I mean, Charlie Kirk was an internet figure. He was not.
He had millions of followers.
I wouldn't call him mainstream. He wasn't on network television. So I can understand why people may have heard of him tangentially. But know that he spouted some of the most heinous, disgusting things. None of it out of context. None of it misunderstood. He was vehemently against anything that wasn't white, Christian, and national. And he may have not said slurs, but you just listen to the words and it's all right there and you don't have to do a lot of digging.
Tiffany from River Falls listening on WLAK. How about a Melissa Hortman Memorial or an Abundant Life Memorial or a Waukesha Parade Memorial for any of the thousands of kids that have been sacrificed on the altar of gun rights?
And gun rights is something that Charlie Kirk said needed to exist, even if death had to occur to secure those Second Amendment rights.
And Charlie Kirk also believed in the freedom of speech.
Correct.
We have news coming up next. And then when we return, we're going to be joined by our friend and colleague, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Circumcision, autism, and Tylenol. That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. So, you know.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Officials telling ABC News that a U.S.-led coordination center in Israel to oversee the ceasefire agreement in Gaza will be operational in days. That ceasefire is just barely holding. Hamas has yet to disarm or turn over all the bodies of the dead Israeli hostages. At this hour, along Alaska's western coast, it's one of the largest airlifts in that state's history underway to evacuate storm-devastated towns. As the government shutdown drags on, a court order directed at the Trump administration.
And a federal judge ordering the administration to immediately halt the mass firings after multiple unions sued, calling the firings illegal, arbitrary, and capricious. The judge ordering the administration to provide information within 2 days on the people it has fired so far.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Tennessee authorities say they've now identified the remains of 14 of the 16 people killed last week at a massive blast at an explosives plant. Finding the cause could take weeks, they say. This is ABC News.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The future Mr. Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Travis Kelce, is already feeling the pressure to have kids with his bride-to-be. During a recent appearance on the New Heights podcast, Dwayne Johnson and Jason Kelce, Travis's older brother, encouraged him to become a dad, saying, "Your life changes in a great way." At one point, Johnson joked that he and Jason were putting the voodoo hex on Travis. Kelce popped the question to Swift in August, how great would it be if their kids had Travis's singing voice and Taylor's gridiron talents? More Ed Helms? Yes, please. Deadline.com reports that the office actor has signed on to the new film, The Stunt Driver. The story follows Ken Carter, played by Jay Baruchel. Carter was a stuntman who tried to jump over the St. Lawrence River in a rocket-powered vehicle, which at the time was considered the most dangerous stunt ever. Helms plays Dick Keller, an engineer who designs the rocket vehicle. I'm intrigued. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight shower chance and a low in the upper 40s. And staying on the cloudier side tomorrow, again a slight chance of a shower, high upper 60s. Partly sunny, warmer, and highs in the upper 70s Friday with a few showers around. The weekend looks cooler, currently 54 degrees.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matt and Air on Air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt and Air.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt and Air on Air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number 2 with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same for both, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on today, 2 to 4 across the network on the Todd Alba Show. He is broadcasting live for the No Packers, No Life premiere that is happening tonight at the Majestic Theater in Waukesha. So if you're in the area, stop out and see him. And it's going to be a great, great movie.
I mean, this is a film that is about Japanese Packer fans who make their way to Lambeau Field. And I truly, I want to see this movie because I love these types of stories, especially the Packers. They transcend everything and everywhere. Their Packer bars are all over the world. Yep. Packer fans are all over the world.
Yep.
When people are like, the Cowboys are America's team. I'm like, that's adorable. No. Yeah. That's absolutely adorable. You think that the Packers are the world's team.
Back in the day when we did the Packer Arena in like 96 and 97, and they were on cassettes.
Yeah.
And we mailed them all over the world.
Nice.
We had requests coming in from all around the globe.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Guess who's here?
We are very excited to be joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I just happen to be right outside of Lambeau Field. So what a great intro, huh?
We plan this.
Well, I live here, so this is just another day in Green Bay, but it's awesome.
It is awesome. And that movie tonight is going to be spectacular. Yeah. Again, it's the grand, the big premiere is tonight. Join Todd. Again, he's going to be broadcasting from the Majestic in Waukesha. So stop out and see him.
Yes.
And say hello. I'm sure he would love to meet you and say hi and all of those things. All right. Dr. Kristen Lierley, I texted you as soon as I saw this break. I think it was last week because my head just went as it does so many days now. We have a clip. We have a clip, Calvin, from President Trump and the head of the Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy Jr., from last week. Let's play this clip, Calvin, please, for Dr. Lierley.
I would say don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant. And when you're when the baby is born, don't give it Tylenol. You can avoid it at all. Just don't give it Tylenol.
I'll say this.
What do you have to lose? You really don't have much to lose.
Yeah, there's many, many other confirmation studies. There's two studies that show children who are circumcised early have double the rate of autism. And it's highly likely because they're given Tylenol. So, none of this is positive, but all of it is stuff that we should be paying attention to.
You were talking about the Pennsylvania Dutch. You were talking about the Amish, where they don't take any of this stuff, and they have virtually none, right? They have no autism.
I have a really quick question. When he says there's no positive outcome, and I'm asking you, do you think he means positive as in positive proof or positive good?
Who knows what he means? I mean, if you were to ask him, like, why shouldn't we take Tylenol? Can you cite a source? He would have nothing to share because he doesn't know. He has just been told this. There's nothing to back it up. Even when Kennedy says circumcision probably related to Tylenol, the two studies that he's likely referencing had nothing to do with Tylenol. They actually looked at pain related to circumcision, and they made the assumption that these babies were given Tylenol. It's not even in the study. So what these guys are doing is using their incredibly huge platform to spread information that is not at all validated and that is frankly harmful. If pregnant people are afraid to use Tylenol, if new parents are afraid to use Tylenol for their babies who have fevers, There are real consequences here. People suffer. They're in pain. They have untreated fevers that can lead to further problems, including seizures and long-term repercussions. So use Tylenol, but use it judiciously and use it with the advice of your healthcare provider. Do not get your healthcare advice from RFK Jr. and Donald Trump.
What does it say, though? I mean, this is nothing new now in this, at this point in this year. What does it say when we're saying out loud, don't get your health information from the Department of Health and Human Services?
Who said that? That is like almost a direct quote from RFK Jr.
Yes.
Don't get your health information from me. Yet last week, a Kaiser Family Foundation study came out that showed that it is entirely partisan. Republicans do tend to trust RFK Jr. and the Trump administration with health information, and Democrats and independents generally don't. So to see the partisan divide in the way that we consume this information as a doctor who treats everybody. I don't care who you vote for. Come to my office. I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to know your options so that you can get the care that works for you. But to know that people are thinking of this in a partisan way, and so many of these people also will say, I don't want politics involved in this. Yet it still influences their thinking and their decision making. This is so profoundly troubling.
Yes, and dangerous. It is dangerous. And in that same conference, Bob Kennedy Jr. essentially said, we are going to find the proof and then we'll back it up with studies. So they're doing science backwards. This is the outcome we want. So let's craft studies to give us the outcome we want. That's not how you science.
But that's Project 2025.
It is.
Well, you have an outcome that you are trying to prove, and that's how politics works, right? You are trying to sell somebody a message. But how medicine works and how science works is you have a hypothesis, what you think is going to happen, and then you design a study around that. And there are lots of different kinds of studies that work in different ways and give us different kinds of information. And it's complicated, but that's why you need somebody to help you interpret the information that comes out of these studies. You can't just look at the title or the conclusion. You have to understand the methods. You have to understand the population that was studied. You have to understand the study design. And then you have to look at other studies that studied things and pull all that information together in order to make some sort of a recommendation for our patients. This is not easy stuff. And this is why people like Donald Trump and RFK Jr. are not qualified to share this kind of
information. They really aren't. They are not qualified. Kristen, we got you frozen there.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're back.
There you are.
They are so massively unqualified to talk about anything medical. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. And you have four sons. By the way, if you're just joining us on Matt and Ear on Air, Dr. Kristen Lierley is our guest, our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, which we're going to talk about right after the break. But you have four sons. Let's talk about circumcision and why.
Circumcision is a deeply personal decision that everybody who has a baby boy has to make a decision whether to do it or not. And some people choose to do it and some people don't. And there are risks and benefits either way. But it has nothing to do with autism. The studies haven't even looked at Tylenol and circumcision and autism. And the information that's out there is so all over the place. And this is one of those really tender topics that people feel emotional about.
Well,
when we have our national conference for the American College of OBGYNs, protesters show up at the front door wearing white bunny suits with a splotch of red where their groin is.
Yeah.
And they like literally will approach us as we're walking in and out of the conference. These are people who feel very strongly. So RFK and Trump look at this and they recognize that there is an in here that makes people uncomfortable. And then they go for that. That's politics. Not healthcare.
Well, and there is a very religious element to circumcision as well, correct?
Yeah, it's a very strong part of the Jewish faith. And it's done in a very different way when it's done as part of a religious ritual. But, you know, again, regardless, the data that RFK Jr. is referring to does not support the conclusion that he has drawn. There is no connection between circumcision and autism.
And that's my, and that was the point I wanted to make, too, is that when you watch the clip, you get the, at least the somewhat context that he's saying those who had circumcision and given Tylenol have a double chance of getting autism, or double the chance of getting autism. I feel like what's also being done with this narrative is that people are just pulling the Tylenol aspect out of it and just saying circumcision causes autism. And that is ultimately the problem, too. And you said that the study that he's referencing doesn't prove anything. Well, the study that said that vaccines cause autism didn't prove anything either. And we're still talking about it like 20 years later. And that and as you mentioned, when those bunk studies that are based not on theories, based on pure, terrible hypotheses, are given to people with power and a platform, that's all you need, because that's the guy I like, that's the guy I trust, and he said the thing, so I know the thing. The thing happened, but what about the evidence? I don't need that. The guy said the thing.
I mean, can I also just add, we've all seen the Time magazine picture by now. I'm a gynecologist, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly, you just came in there with a.
I don't know how to treat that.
It's called a scarf.
No. You know what? You know what it is? It's called therapy.
Pelvic floor therapy.
He referenced in that clip that we played, Donald Trump referenced the Amish community. From what I understand, Dr. Lyerly, the Amish do not take part in studies. They do not report, right? They don't report. There is no oversight body to look at the health of the Amish community because they don't science in the same way, right?
I don't know why he brought the Pennsylvania Dutch into this. And they are an entirely different body of people. But it brings me back to a point I made earlier, which is that when you are studying a group of people, you need to be very thoughtful about who these people are, how many of them are there, what are their characteristics, how old are they? All of that stuff matters, because if you're comparing apples to apples, you're talking about a 50-year-old man and a 50-year-old man who come from the same community, who have the same upbringing, who have the same risk factors. You can compare those two people. But if you're comparing somebody, a 20-year-old man from the Pennsylvania Dutch community, to a 65-year-old man from Oconto Falls, Wisconsin, these are different populations. Completely. You can't compare those two things.
Yep. I mean, completely different diets, completely different lifestyles. There's so many factors that play into that.
Yeah.
Debbie on the live stream has a comment. Trump suggested to shoot bleach in our veins, for Pete's sake. I still don't understand why anyone in their right mind listening to anything these crazy guys with their crazy ideas and thoughts have to say. Yeah.
Thanks, Cousin Debbie.
And I do want to point out,
it's all part of their grand plan.
Yeah. And I do want to point out, by the way, that Donald Trump, when he had his second yearly review within 5 months that we all do, he got a COVID booster shot, by the way, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Donald Trump
and a flu shot.
Did get a booster, a COVID booster and a flu shot. So he's going to be magnetic just like me, hopefully one day soon. Oh, I was promised.
Gotta let that go.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. We're going to continue on the other side. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is The Vest, statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking
knocking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October is 107.7 FM, 1450 AM, WRCE.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Let's talk about your show.
You have a show?
You have a show.
I have a show. It's statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network at noon on Saturdays. Isn't that exciting?
That's fantastic. Well-deserved. Who are you talking to this week?
This week, we're talking with Dr. Pat McBride. You may know him as a researcher, as the former dean of the students of the University of Wisconsin Medical School. That's how I got to meet him. But as it turns out, he has this fascinating history. And one of my favorite things about him is he was the first bat boy for the Milwaukee Brewers when they came to town in 1969.
Wow.
So we had an amazing conversation about the Brewers and all the people he met and how Bob Uecker took him fishing and all of these great stories. It is such a delightful conversation. He talks about the 82 Brewers. He talks about crazy Robin Yount and Uecker stories. It is just so much fun, and we're all rooting for the Brewers. So this will get you pumped up.
That's great. That is so great. The fact that he was one of the first bat boys when they came back to town, that's amazing. The history that he's seen.
Oh, yeah. He was the clubby for the opposing team at County Stadium. So he met Hank Aaron, and like all of these legendary baseball players as they came through Milwaukee. And then, interestingly, not related to the Brewers, he ended up becoming the equipment manager for the Bucks. So he has a Bucks World Championship ring from 1971. And he helped out the Packers when they were in Milwaukee back in the old gold package days. So those were the world champion Green Bay Packers. So he is going to sprinkle a little charm on our Brewers to bring them into the world champion fold. That is the magic.
That is very, very, very cool. My grandmother worked at County Stadium from basically its construction until she retired in the early 90s, and she had all, I wish I could have sat down with her a long time ago and wrote down the story, because they weren't long winded stories, but she met all
little
of these
nuggets
and they knew her, and she was Ruth, and she was like, the boys were so nice, and she was there when they filmed Major League, and it was just a lot of fun. So yeah, I love those stories. And I just want to make a clear regarding the Dr. Kristen Lilly show. You can also watch it on YouTube. It's also available there as well.
So check that out. You can follow it as a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do all of the shows. If you want to download us as a podcast, you can do that too.
Yep.
Speaking of the Brewers, they are on the left coast tomorrow night. Dodgers hosting. Our broadcast will start tomorrow at 4:30. You can listen to the game on terrestrial radio only on WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, WBZH in Hayward, here in Racine and Kenosha on WRJN. The Brewers at the Dodgers. Our broadcast tomorrow will start at 4:30. The first pitch going out about 5:08. We are talking to our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. Now, Saturdays at noon, we were having some technical difficulties. Dr. Lierley, are you still there?
I'm still here. Sorry, I'm sitting in a parking lot outside of Lambeau Field.
Not a problem. We don't have a lot of time. We just got a couple of minutes left before we have to go to the top of the hour news. But briefly, legislation in Wisconsin would require health insurers in the state to cover infertility. Do you think that's going to go anywhere?
No, not in this legislation,
right?
Not in this group, but I think that there's potential. So I think a lot of the things that they're starting to introduce now are things that they want to get done and they see hope for when we have a Democratic trifecta come next November. So if we've got a Democrat in the governor's seat and we've got a Democratic assembly and a Democratic Senate, we can get some stuff done. Mm-hmm. So they're already starting to make plans, and that is one of those plans. And let's be honest, infertility is a medical problem for men and for women.
Yes.
For people who want to start their families, they need information. They need to be able to access their doctor. They need to be able to get testing. This stuff needs to be covered. So I fully support this, and I think it has a real chance, not in this session, but let's lay the groundwork so that we can get it done next year.
Well, that would be great, because again, if we expect the Republicans to pass this, they're in a tough spot now, because the whole pro-life movement is very against infertility treatments from as far as everything that I've read, because of the leftover eggs that you have to either dispose of or whatever. So yeah, if we want to see something get done addressing people's infertility concerns, it's going to take more Democrats.
But they want babies, 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 babies.
Well, this infertility thing really exposes what their motives are, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
Do you actually want people to get health care? Do you actually want people to have healthy pregnancies and hospitals where they can deliver their babies? Or do you just want to control them? And it's pretty clear, if they are saying have babies, but they're not getting you the resources to be able to have babies, they don't actually want that for you.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Absolutely. And I think that the group of Southern Baptists that came down earlier this year and voted in no longer to support IVF really gave away the ball game on that one. Because when Dobbs came down, it was pretty universal. Everyone still said, but IVF is great. We love IVF because people, Republicans, Democrats, independents, a lot of people benefited from it. And then all of a sudden, those cracks started to show, and IVF was all of a sudden the enemy. And I think you're right, Dr. Lilley. I think that they want people to get pregnant and let go with God. And if it doesn't happen, that's not our problem.
Join Dr. Kristen Lierley for the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show Saturdays at noon across the network. Thank you so very much, my friend. Really appreciate your time. We will talk soon.
Thank you.
Stay with us. News coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah, I'm looking for a lover who will come and come and
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're entering day 16 of the government shutdown. Senate lawmakers Wednesday for the ninth time failed to pass legislation to reopen the government. Thousands of federal workers remain furloughed. The Trump administration says it will fire over 10,000 workers, even as a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. A fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. So far, Hamas has not disarmed nor returned all the bodies of dead hostages to Israel.
President Trump telling CNN that essentially he could give Israel the green light to resume its attacks if Hamas doesn't comply with the ceasefire agreement.
ABC's Ian Panel in Jerusalem. 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht, the man accused of starting a fire that eventually became the deadly blaze that devastated the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles earlier this year, indicted by a federal grand jury. This is ABC News.